KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's 27 degrees here in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today with a high around 39 and winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. The Atlantic City Council breezed through most of their agenda last night, at least until it came time for a report on the budget. First off, the council recognized Street Department Superintendent Kirk Knudsen for his 35 years of work with the city. Mayor Dave Jones presented Knudsen with a plaque and an insulated beverage mug.
I know he worked under Dave Cameron.
Yeah. And Ray.
Who?
Ray Ellsbury.
Didn't know him. You know, and each time we get a new administrator, things improve and improve and improve. And Kirk's crew and the city, because he became city administrator since the street department guy, it went up, I would say, 50%, if not more. It's just, everything happened, they've been working together, a lot of things are going on. But you've run a good crew out there and a lot of good things going on. So that's. Thank you for that.
In other business, the council, with Councilman Jim Barron's absent, agreed to set the date for a public hearing on the sale of real estate at 403 West 14th Street. The hearing will be held during the council's next meeting at 5:30 p.m. on February 3rd. On a related note, the council passed a resolution amending the policy for the disposition of city-owned properties, and they passed this on the second reading of an ordinance with regard to the collection of solid waste. City Clerk Barb Barrick explains.
Bringing the solid waste collectors permits in line with the tree trimmers.
Okay.
And
that's all the same. Yeah.
Right, so that they all have to provide the same type of insurance.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And they passed the first reading of an ordinance amending sections of the Code of Ordinances entitled City Clerk and City Attorney that would eliminate the current 2-year reappointment schedule and make the city clerk and attorney permanent employees. Well, during a meeting of the Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening, City Administrator John Lund presented a preliminary overview of the FY21 budget. The timeline calls for the council to receive the proposed budget February 17th and a public hearing on the budget and maximum tax dollars resolution and proposed budget adoption on March the 3rd, and then on March the 17th, another public hearing and adoption of the final budget. Lund said the property tax levy is expected to remain the same as last year at $16.56.
So what that means for property taxpayers in Atlantic, residential, the rollback went up, so residential taxes per 100,000 assessed value will increase by about $22.11 per 100,000.
Mayor Dave Jones explained the city has no control over the amount of rollback that's set by the Iowa legislature, he said. Lund said also there will be no increase for commercial and industrial properties.
Right. And for people that own apartment buildings and other types of things, your rollback declined, so multi-residential taxes should decline by about $62.10 per 100,000.
Lund says that between the rollback changes and TIF catcher and the debt service versus other levies and new construction coming online, the total new property tax dollars will be at 2.9% or 5.9%, but the resolution will show a 2.87% rate, which is still slightly better, he said, than a 2.71% increase last year. He said there will be no recommended changes to permits and licenses, fees and fines, wastewater utilities, or stormwater utility. The fiscal year 22 budget, however, will likely see some changes in the rates the city charges for wastewater, he said, which has not changed since 2014.
And I'll be working on figures over the summer, but we need to begin making some regular adjustments. Annual increases there is by about 3% every other year. When you actually look back over time, it seems to be a very scheduled thing.
He concluded by saying, as it stands, things are looking pretty good. Red Oak police report a juvenile was arrested Wednesday for interference with official acts. The youth was taken into custody in the 1000 block of East Washington Avenue, cited and transported to the juvenile detention center in Council Bluffs. Additional details were not released. A 25-year-old man from Western Iowa has been sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for having a Molotov cocktail during a racial injustice protest in downtown Omaha last year. Stephen Fitch of Council Bluffs was sentenced Wednesday in federal court for unlawful possession of a destructive device. He will serve 3 years of supervised release after his prison term. Prosecutors say Omaha police found Fitch with a Molotov cocktail in his front pants pocket during protests on May 31st. The device contained a clear liquid inside of a bottle with a red rag attached. The rag had gasoline on it, and Fitch had several lighters in his pocket. In our funeral announcements, Lorraine Coors, age 88, of Garner and formerly of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Lorraine Coors will be today at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Garner. Graveside services will be held Monday at 10 a.m. at the Atlantic Cemetery. Cataldo Funeral Home in Garner has the arrangements. Marlis Moore, age 89, of Harlan, died Friday. Funeral services for Marlis Moore will be today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Daniel Weller, age 53, of Manning, died Saturday. Funeral services for Daniel Weller will be today at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. COVID guidelines will be observed and seating will be limited for the funeral service. That funeral will be live-streamed on the Odie Funeral Home Facebook page. Bob Dean, age 93, of Griswold, died Sunday. A mass of Christian burial for Robert Bob Dean will be held today at 11 o'clock at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. Recon Dune Funeral Home is assisting the family. Thelma Nelson, age 81, of Elkhorn, died Friday. A mass of Christian burial for Thelma Nelson will be today at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Kenneth Foxhoven, age 76, of Erling, died Saturday. A mass of Christian burial for Kenneth Foxhoven will be today at 4 o'clock at the St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling, with Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. Ted Williams, age 94, of Harlan, died Friday. Funeral services for Ted Williams will be held today at 6 p.m. at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Helen Brook, age 97, of Harlan, died January 10th. A private family mass of Christian burial for Helen Brook will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. Mary, Our Lady of Fatima Catholic Church in Portsmouth. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Donald Keith Lauer, age 76, of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Keith Lauer will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Richard Whitrup, age 94, of Harlan, died January 14th. Memorial services for Richard Whitrup will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Larry Culver, age 79, of Menlo, died Saturday. A celebration of life for Larry Culver will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Michaela Mickey Williams, age 82, of Harlan, died Saturday. A celebration of life for Michaela Williams will be held on Friday at 2 o'clock at Grace Baptist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Cynthia Peterson, age 98, of Exira, died Monday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Cynthia Peterson will be tomorrow, at 11 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Arlene Gustafson, age 92, of Manila and formerly of Irwin, died December 22nd. Funeral services for Arlene Gustafson will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Irwin. Odie Funeral Home of Manila has arrangements. Robert Stewart, age 90, of Council Bluffs, died Thursday. And private family mass of Christian burial for Robert Leroy Stewart will be held Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Ron Shipley, age 71, of Atlantic, died January 13th. A celebration of life memorial service for Ron Shipley will be this Sunday at 2:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Richard Weston, age 68, of Grant, died Monday. Graveside services for Richard Weston will be next Tuesday in the Grant Cemetery. Wolf Billings Funeral Chapel in Villisca is in charge of the arrangements. Linda McCall, age 77, of Orient, died Tuesday at the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston. Funeral services for Linda McCall are currently pending with the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.